Hey everyone, this is Josh.
This is Wes.
And this is Ryan.
And this is the Nintendo, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet. This is the first show for the month of June 2017, so it's the Pokemon show.
Alright.
And coincidentally enough, there was a Pokemon Direct, a little 8-minute video just yesterday, so we got some...
Things are happening in the world of Pokemon.
Well, that's pretty much all we're going to talk about. This might be a shorter show, or it might not be. It just depends on how much we want to gab here.
Well, but, I mean, since we last report... Well, I guess you have the itinerary. What order do you want to hit stuff up in?
Well, you were on a trip, so I wanted to talk about Pokemon Go, so you got anything cool.
Yeah, actually, I got a ton of stuff cool. I
mean, nice.
Because the new event that they had was really just fantastic all around, because it wasn't just like how you're seeing increased spawn rates. On top of that, you were getting, extra candy payouts? Mm-hmm.
The buddy system.
Do they have another event? Because they had the rock one, but...
Well, that was after the last recording, so...
I figured that happened, less than a month ago.
Yeah.
But pretty close to when we had just done our last recording.
Right.
So, yeah, actually, that was... Yeah, that was at the end of May, because that's part of it happened while I was up there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Which, by the way, listener, I was in Asheville, North Carolina, not Orlando, Florida, which is great.
Which is where we live.
Yeah.
Dude, tell them!
Yeah, I mean, it's secret's out. Me and PC took a little road trip.
He guessed his will, but...
Yeah, hey, I mean, you know, you drug him and he can pretty much just take him wherever and he's fine with it. So, this couldn't have worked out better because I was missing so many rock types. So, I now have Kabuto and Copytops and...
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
right
I got
on.
I was 80 candies away from getting a Golem. So that's done.
Nice.
And now I have an extra 100 candies after my Golem. I already had a bunch of Onyxes, so I got a Steelix with my Metal Coat, which is cool. Just pretty much every rock type.
What are the rock types were in there? I think that's pretty much the first gen ones.
I didn't get enough. Oh, oh, what?
Oh, Omastar? Did you get an Omastar?
I got an Aerodactyl.
Oh, nice.
Actually, I already had an Omastar. Mm. I think I was getting really lucky with eggs and I hatched a bunch of them. I already had a pseudo Wudo, but there was even more
cool.
of them. Oh, Rhydons. I got so many freaking Rhydons. Or rather, Rhyhorns. What's the first form? Rhyhorn?
Yeah, Rhyhorn.
And then Rhydon. Mm-hmm. So, tons of those guys. They're pretty... I think my second strongest guy is now a...
And those are candies worth hanging on to, because, Rhyperior one day.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just as it is right now, they're super fucking strong. Mm-hmm. I think they're probably one of the best ones in the game. Got those.
I wish they would implement the trait system, so I could steal one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, they seem to have gone real quiet on that subject in particular. I didn't have as much luck with the rock event, and I really haven't been playing all that much anymore. From time to time, I'll open it up. But I just was going in and out of work. I encountered, I tried three different times. I went for some walks around work, and I caught one Geodude and one Rhyhorn. Yeah. They just were not spawning very much. And when I'm off work, I'm back home with the kids, and I'm not taking them any place by myself. They're little hooligans.
True. It is something I actively do. I'll plan to do it and want to do it, and I'll go out. And oh, by the way, Asheville compared to Orlando is so different because Asheville is a much smaller place, but yet the density of Pokemon that spawn there is fucking disgusting.
Hmm.
Everywhere. The hotel I was at, I just opened the phone and there's literally 9 things. Just sitting there. Not all of them are great, but there's just so much stuff.
Hmm.
And apparently it's Nidoran country there for some reason. They're just all over the place. All
right.
Big thing I need, though, right now, and I couldn't get enough of them. I got maybe 10 of them, Larvitars.
No.
They're part of the rock type thing. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they even rock type in their earlier forms?
Or yeah, rock dark.
Yeah.
They're rock,
what is it?
Rock ground early on, I think.
It may just be pure rock.
Yeah, it could be. You might be right.
And then they pick up the dark when they evolve into...
Tyranitar. Yeah.
That's his face.
So I got some of those, but not nearly enough. I'm still a long, long way away from getting them.
I got a couple Shuckles. I was excited about that.
Me too. I got a few Shuckles.
I do love Shuckle.
Yeah, Shuckle's fantastic. I mean, his stats aren't that great.
I'm sure you named him and made him your buddy.
No. That, at the time, I'm still I've had this Sandshrew as my buddy for a while, but pretty much... I'm starting at the beginning of the Pokedex and having the ones I need to finish out be my buddy.
Yeah.
It's discouraging because Squirtle, I need maybe 12 more candies to take a Squirtle all the way up to Blastoise.
There's three what?
Right, so I've basically got to walk 36 kilometers.
Oh, there's
God, just a fucking nightmare.
There was a guy that posted the Pokemon subreddit about it where he's oh, it's so great that I spent all of this time getting my golem, and he shows a picture, and it's like 250 kilometers walked with one with one Geodude.
Yeah.
And then this event happens, and you can't get enough of him.
Yeah.
Or there's just so many of them.
I bet.
And I think that's the strategy, is like, all you should do is just whatever you're the closest to evolving, do it every time.
Yeah.
Because you never know, in 2 months, there's going to be... I'm gonna walk 100 kilometers with a Charmander because I need a Charizard. And then in friggin' August, they're going to do a Fire-type event. Or they're going to do another starter event.
Which is exactly how I started out doing. Like, oh, I'm really close to Poliwrath. I'm just walking my Poliwrath for a while. Mm-hmm. And, you know, once I got all those ones finished out, it's like, okay, well, time to start walking the ones that I don't run into a whole lot.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of those, there are some that I am just, like, so far off. The guy that I've been walking with and getting extra candies on, who's coming along quite nicely, is... I really want a Machamp.
Mm.
I hear Machamps are the best when it comes to bringing down Chanseys and Blisseys, which if you play in the gyms...
Makes sense.
They can be fucking obnoxious because they're so tanky. They just... They're their walls. I mean, true to... It, the game actually does capture that about Blissey really, really well, is that Blissey just sucks to fight. It's just... It's a punching bag that just never goes away.
Yeah.
So, like, it's easily the most obnoxious thing. It's like... A Snorlax on steroids. It's so bad. But, yeah.
Well, like you were saying, Wes, I was really hoping that they'd implement some sort of trading system. They've not talked about that in so long. But one thing that they did recently talk about was the player versus player stuff that they're hoping to implement soon. Obviously, that means battles.
That would be really cool.
So, yeah, I mean, all right, cool. If you're into the battles there.
As long as there's a benefit for doing so.
Mm.
Well, that's what you're thinking. They can't really implement a benefit to that, because then at that point people are going to be breaking the game. Be like, oh, I need X amount of gold. Why don't we play 5 games and just let me win all of them? I mean, people would abuse the crap out of that.
Yeah, you could do different players. Maybe if you play a player versus player match with 10, like 5 people a day, you get an extra 10. If you do 10 a day, you get 20.
Sure, sure. Okay. Give some sort of incentive to battle
to
people.
Everything they do is about... churning your data on the game and like making you go out and do stuff, go to different Pokestops, like find different places, go to gyms. Like, they must know like all of these crazy habits of me. They know that I'm driving to work every single day. I really hope that if I'm incriminated in something somehow, I can be like, no, I was driving to work. Look at the Pokestops that I checked into. Exact times. I was miles away from the crime. That'd be great. Yes. It was beautiful.
Defense by Pokedex.
Yeah, I'm just my Pokedex right now. I'm at 202 caught, 220 seen.
Nice.
It's pretty good. I think it's pretty good. I'm filling in most of the decks.
I think I'm up to 164 caught, 176 seen.
I'm nowhere near any of that. Well, the issue is my new job, I'm nowhere near a Pokestop.
Mm.
Like, it, I need to drive like a mile in order to get somebody somewhere that would have like one Pokestop.
Yeah.
And so I just never around anything, so I never turn it on. Because if you're not near a Pokestop, you're not finding stuff.
True.
Nothing's popping up.
The biggest issue I have, really, is just it's becoming increasingly difficult to charge my phone. I have to, like, do these gymnastics with the cord, where I'm, like, pushing it in and angling it a certain way and, like, setting it down in the exact right spot. Yeah. And then sometimes I'll, like, do the ding, like, hey, I'm charging, hey, I'm not charging, hey, I'm charging, and then I have to, like, readjust it. And it's become such a pain in the ass to charge my phone that now I just am unwilling to do things that take up any sort of battery on it.
Yeah.
So that was my biggest obstacle with Pokemon Go. Now I need to replace the darn thing. I've had it for like 2.5 years.
For your phone?
Yeah. So it's well past time to upgrade, but...
Yeah. But I think Pokemon in general has taken a new direction. And it's in Magikarp Jump.
Oh my god, seriously?
Clearly.
Please go on, because I've heard of this, but I really have no idea what it is.
I just started playing it today, and I played it for maybe half an hour. Yeah, it's really just about catching Magikarp that look funny, and then it's literally a contest where you make them jump, and whoever jumps the highest wins.
What is the mechanism for gameplay there? Are you, like, doing an input to make them jump? Or
No, it's not like a time-based tapping thing, as far as I can tell. Like, if I go into a fight, it's actually really funny, because you start tapping it, and then all it does is this wave of just, like, congratulations for your Pokemon comes across the screen, where it's like, whoa, go, Magikarp. Like, it's really cheesy.
You're cheering them on. So how do you get the Magikarp to jump higher?
You level them up. You collect, like... And by the way, that's, like, it's sort of... It's weird how, if you go... I think they're doing the whole gym thing. You know how it's like you gotta get the badges?
Mm.
But every time you get a new badge, you retire the Pokemon. I've played this long enough where I've had one retired so far, and I've started a brand new one. It's almost like a, in a strange way, it's like a roguelike that wasn't, that didn't have any Metroidvania element to it.
Hmm.
Whereas it's sort of like, you build them, like, this is my other guy that was really good. He's in the background of my tank now.
What happens when you retire them?
I don't know.
Do they, like,
you
breed more?
They're just, you eat them. He's literally just hanging out in the back. I guess that the more gems I collect, the more of these guys floating around in the back. Like, I max leveled this guy.
Some of the things you're describing here sound like that game Pocket Card Jockey.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that one?
Oh, yeah. That one was great.
But they,
I didn't actually get that game.
Which also wasn't
that bad.
Which is another Game Freak game. Like, that's...
Yes. It's so weird. It's such a weird game.
And what they've done is they've incorporated a lot of the not core gameplay mechanics from the series. So, like, you're using training bags, right?
Mm,
like,
yeah.
You... I'm trying to think of all the other...
Like how they do
stuff.
EV training in Gen 6, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
How hard did you say you have to hit him? Really hard!
So, yeah, you buy stuff, like you buy more berries.
You're cracking up from that reference.
That's a great reference.
Oh, and the big thing you're collecting is patterns, apparently. The Pokedex consists of Magikarp patterns.
Oh, so I have to collect these different patterns of Magikarp?
Yeah, like the one I have right now has this weird kind of like whitish coloring to it.
Right, so what do you get when you jump the highest?
You advance to the next thing.
You just back to the grinding?
There is a trainer. You have a level, which is, I guess, a unique feature to a Pokemon game, is that your trainer has a level.
Hmm.
And the level of your trainer determines the cap level of your Pokemon. So like right now, my new one is level 11, but it can only go as high as level 13 until I myself level. And I level... I currently have 13 of 18 experience. It's actually kind of funny. One experience point gets you a level from your first level, like level 1 to level 2.
And hey, you've done something. Level
yeah,
up.
It is kind of funny how they said
it's a participation award.
Well, I mean, that's classic, just mobile gameplay design, like just reward
sucker
people quickly.
Human. Yeah,
like,
get them hooked.
Yeah, think about how quickly you went from like level 1 to level 5 in Pokemon Go. It happened in an hour, if that.
True. Well, and it's like the original Pokemon game, like you get your Pokemon and then... Before you know it, it's... And again, that's also why they give you Pokemon that evolve so quickly.
Yeah.
Where it's like, before you know it, you've got your...
Your Butterfree, your
Caterpie,
your Raticate, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you're evolving them pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, I really don't know where this is going. It's very humorous. It's very funny. It's got like a lot of just kind of silly adultish humor. You have like, even like here on the main screen, I'm not going to play it. It's just this really funny song. But you have a TV here. If you click that TV, it goes to a YouTube link of a video that now already has like 5 million views. Like, and it's just this really funny, like, Japanese-sounding pop song about how Magikarps are just absolute garbage. Just, it's like 3 or 4 minutes long of just trashing Magikarp. Just saying that it's just worthless and shit. I don't know. It's pretty funny. Yeah, I don't even know if I'm going to play much of this game, but it's... It's cute. I don't know what they're planning here or what the idea is, but...
Hmm.
Yeah, I think if you just want a fun 5-minute time waster, you've found it.
All right. Wes, you mentioned trading in Pokemon Go. I don't know if... We talked about how they didn't talk about it yet, but one thing they also did mention was they seem to be strongly hinting that this summer they're going to be doing, like, legendary events for legendary Pokemon.
Yes!
Finally, I thought they were going to do that months ago.
Yeah, well, I figured it would have happened quicker, too. I thought they'd maybe do, like, at least one or two legendary events before they did a Gen 2 Dex expansion, but, you know, here we are. But yeah, that'll be great. I'm actually surprised that they didn't talk about Pokemon Go at all during this Pokemon Go Direct little 8-minute video that they did, because it seemed like that'd be a great place to be like, oh, and hey, Pokemon Go... In July, we're doing this, and in August, we're doing that, but...
Gets back to them with shades and gold chains. It's like, so, we're making money now.
Well, I mean, the Pokemon Direct, it's a separate company doing it, right? They're not going to put Pokemon Go on
there. Well, I mean, it's the Pokemon company. Niantic develops Pokemon Go, but it's the Pokemon company who's publishing it.
Oh my God, get this, guys. So, I'm an accountant, and I work on mutual funds.
Mm.
So, other companies, of course, own these mutual funds. And I got a message from somebody that works at one of these funds in Japan, and he has this, he basically lists his address. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. Google Maps will show me where this place is. I do this all the time, actually, with other coworkers. I
just, you live in their houses?
No, I look at
their, that's not creepy at all.
I look at their office buildings.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, the, you know, like, there's this team in Ireland that's with my company, and they are literally a block down the road from U2's recording studio, where they recorded all of their albums.
And that's like, oh, funny.
My God. Just an amazing history. So they're on the 54th floor of this giant building in Tokyo, and who's on the 18th floor? The Pokemon Company. Mm. These assholes get to share the same building space with the headquarters of Pokemon.
Yep.
I'm like, oh my God, that's some hot shit.
Nice.
I don't know, it's a very bizarre aside.
But this, this little direct. I didn't talk about Pokemon Go. We talked about, there are three Pokemon announcements at this thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you guys, but I love the way this opened. Because there are all these Pokemon Stars rumors floating around for what? At least, since Sun and Moon came out, there have been rumors that like, oh, Pokemon Stars, they're going to put it on Switch and it'll be on a home console for the first time.
But I mean, they didn't do anything like that for Pokemon Black and White, though.
They haven't done a third version since
Diamond
Gen,
Pearl,
Gen
right?
4. Yeah.
It was Diamond Pearl and
Platinum.
Platinum, that's what it was.
But then you
yeah.
had Black, White, and then Black 2, White 2. And they haven't done like a third iteration on one version since...
Oh, I mean, they haven't done that with X
that
and Y. We're due a remake of Diamond and Pearl, right?
That's the next one on the list if they're going to do one.
You know, a couple of years ago, I would have said for sure, but they had a pattern of what, since Gold, Silver, or no, even since Red, Blue, they had this pattern of two versions and then a third special version later. And then once they got up to Gen 3, then they started doing remakes. So you had Gen 3, then
Fire
Emerald, Red. Fire Red, Leaf Green. And then you had Gen 4, Platinum, Heart Gold, Soul Silver. And then Gen 5, and then they did remakes of Gen 3, but they got out of their pattern of having that third version. And now, I mean, Oris wasn't all that long ago, so maybe we are due for another remake pretty soon.
Which I'd be down for. I really enjoyed Gen 4, it's just... It took so long to get through a battle.
It's true. Yeah, it was
fights,
real slow.
Fights were long, and they sure as fuck hope we don't have to deal with, what, 10, or was it 8 or 10 HMs?
Okay, yeah, 8 HMs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, playing this new version of the game, it's really made me appreciate abandoning HMs as a mechanism for, you know, blocking you off from the game. Just tell me I can't go somewhere.
Right.
Just tell me I can't go somewhere.
It's not like they have any less of these mechanisms to block you off in... Sun Moon, because you still have all these things like surfing and crashing through boulders in the water and shoving boulders around and flying. But instead of having you clutter your movesets and have to carry these Pokemon with you that maybe you don't even want, they just make them things you call upon, like, hey, you beat this gym, now you have the ability to do this.
Yeah.
So
plus,
it's equally artificial, it's just much less inconvenient.
It doesn't burden the player with, you know...
Plus, you get to be carried around by Machamp like a little baby.
Ah, so this is the only way to travel. That's
the only way.
That is
the I feel
way.
So safe in his bosom.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So.
I ever looked at the placement of his extra arms, too. It's kind of funny. They're not even like. It's not like his arms sprouted two arms. It's almost like.
Like they're coming off his shoulders.
Like his collarbones produced arms.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, they're like coming from behind his back and reaching around. It's crazy.
Ugh.
So, I don't know. It's much harder to predict. What they're going to do next, because we've had things like Black 2, White 2, because the Gen 3 remake was so far removed from Heart Gold, Soul Silver. So, people expected, like, hey, Pokemon Stars, that's what's going to happen. And it was really great, because they opened up this direct, like, here's the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
You want something on the Switch, don't you? It's Pokemon Tournament, motherfuckers!
We're going to make you want this.
You're welcome! It is a game, nobody wanted this. I mean,
it doesn't
even
look that different. They just had different in Pokemon. I mean, it's like the same.
It's not gonna. Well, what you get?
It's colossally different.
It's what you get is
how
the
far
extra,
away from like a fighting game on that system, like a brawl game or a melee.
Probably well, there's arms in about a week.
Well, I mean, our arms is its own thing, but like
let's talk about like a brawl.
Smash. Specifically, Smash Brothers. Like when do they?
No announcements yet.
Okay, well, then
that's one of the other things that people expect is that they'll bring the Wii U version of Smash over to Switch. And we've talked about this. We've talked about this. And that again,
really
it's
lazy.
Again, it's a rumor. I mean,
why make a new game where we could just keep beating over that with the same one?
So here's the thing, and I don't care either way what they do, really. I'm going to make the case. Here's why you take the Wii U version and you put it on Switch. Because the Wii U version, while it still sold really well for being on the Wii U, it has much less exposure, much less potential on the Wii U than it does on the Switch. You bring it over to Wii U, and then you treat Smash Brothers more like it's a platform, rather than like it is something that you make a new game over and over again. You make it more like something like a World of Warcraft or an Overwatch, where let's just have this is our base and keep improving on this, rather than make a new one every time.
Okay, that'd be
so you add stages, you add modes, you add, God, even more characters to this game that already has 60 fucking characters in it.
Yeah.
So
Is that more than Marvel vs. Capcom 2? I think they had like 60 plus characters.
Oh God, I don't remember.
That game was wonderful.
But I mean, that's the case for bringing it onto to Wii U. Bringing it from Wii U to Switch, is that you don't have to put all these resources into making a new balanced fighting game. I understand why people want a new one. It's understandable to, like, I've already played this, why do I want another one? That's why I didn't buy Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. One day I might, but I have it on Wii U, when my Wii U is still hooked up. Why would I pay another $60 for a game that I've already put $80 into, and I own it, and it still functions? So, I don't know. We'll see what they do with Smash. But what they do with Pokken Tournament is saying, hey, it's on Switch, and now you're going to pay for it again. Do you guys have any interest in Pokken Tournament? I think we played like a demo.
Yeah, I don't really have
any interest.
Isn't it
right? It's just a little clunky. It's not that smooth in comparison to like a Smash Brothers or other games that are like that. Like, it's very similar to like the Naruto games, but those are much smoother play.
It feels very much like a Tekken, which is the series it's modeled after, so it makes sense.
It's not really modeled after a Tekken. Tekkens are straight 2D.
No, it certainly is modeled after Tekken. That's why it's called Pokken Tournament. It's made by the company that develops and published Tekken.
I know, but they give them much bigger rings than Pokken Tournament, kinda, you know?
I think they do that in Tekken now, too.
Do they do that in Tekken? It's been a long time since I've played Tekken.
I'm pretty sure Tekken...
Is that how Tekken is now?
Tekken is up to, like, number 7 at this
Holy
point.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Alright, maybe I'm just stupid. Never mind.
I'm pretty sure... Well, I mean, I don't blame you for losing touch with the Tekken series.
Yeah, the last time I played Tekken was Tekken Tag Tournament.
Oh, God.
That was great.
Like a decade ago.
That was such a good game. Oh, my God.
But have you played the Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball game?
It's not even a volleyball. It's just somebody's head just...
There's a sequel to that.
Really?
Yeah.
Good to know. Here's my thing, is like, I don't...
This is an actual game? I was joking.
Oh, no, yeah, it's totally true. Yeah, it's totally real.
Yeah. No, it's an excuse to just basically get the babes in bikinis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's beach volleyball, of course. Because
breast physics are incredible.
Yep.
Yeah, that's really all it is.
No, boundary-pushing technology.
I don't really want to pick up... I'll be won over by any fighting game, but I don't feel like I want to learn a new fighting game. I feel like if I want to go play people in Street Fighter 2 because I'm good at it.
Like, well, did you get your Switch yet? Because that game's out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Street Fighter 2 Ultra, whatever they call it. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, is like I had the last anniversary edition they did, and mm-hmm. they did a bang up job with it. And this was granted for the PlayStation 2, I'm gonna say. So this came out a long, long time ago, but they made it. It was everything you could dream of. It was basically everything up until that point. This amazing crossover system where you could use. You could pick the character you wanted and then pick the version of the game you wanted and then roll in other options from future games if you wanted.
I think that option is still intact.
Yeah.
With the Switch game. I'm not 100% sure, but...
I mean, it's cool, and it's been long enough that they've done a lot more with it, so... I'd like to play it, but... part of me is just not feeling a fighting game at the moment. Not wanting to learn a new one and remember all this stuff. Maybe it would be fun to go revisit, like, a Street Fighter Anniversary Collection.
Yeah.
Oh, I really... ARMS sounds hilarious, and I feel like it could be great. I really don't know what to expect from the game.
It looks goofy.
Yeah. But it looks like it's not so much, like, a brawler as it is a tactical...
Yeah, it's like, more like that, because everything... It takes a while for the actual punch to go out, and so that's all it is. You're playing your move. It's not, like, a fast-paced dodge, punch, punch, punch. It's a little slower pace.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing with Pokken Tournament. They didn't really give it a fast pace. If they made it like a really fast, straight-up fighter, then I think the game would have been more successful.
Well, we only played the demo, right? And we played with like Gengar and Lucario or something. Is that right?
I think Lucario was
a couple of different guys.
Yeah,
they add more. There's like what 16 characters now. I think that's what they were saying.
I can't say I've given it an honest shot, but I do like that. It's got Decidueye and Darkrai. Those guys are pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Got
Decidueye is really good. Wait, that's not his name though.
What?
Darkrai?
Darkrai, yeah.
Darkrai. D-A-R-K.
Musharna.
Musharna.
Musharna. Yeah, it's got Decidueye, which is cool.
Yeah.
That's
who I play.
They did, though, reveal the new version of Pokemon Sun, Pokemon Moon, Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon.
Yeah.
What that means exactly, I couldn't say.
It means we're skipping Great Sun and Moon. We're going straight from Sun and Moon to Ultra Ball.
It seems to be...
Maybe it's a working title.
Maybe.
They're going to fix this in post.
I don't know. Oh, but Pokemon Tournament is coming out September 22nd. Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon is coming out November 17th. Which is, like, I think almost exactly a full calendar year after Sun Moon. So it'd be, if it were just, like, an iteration, like a third version, it'd be weird that there was two of them. They are saying things like a different story mode. I don't know if that means it's going to be a different perspective on the same story, or if...
Oh, God, don't make us be that fucking kid.
the obnoxious one?
Oh, my God.
Just smiling at everything. Everything is awesome to him.
I would boycott the game. If that's what I have to do.
No, I want to play the game as one of the bad guys. What were they called in this
Team Skull.
One? Team Skull. I play as a Team Skull member.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it could be that really... He kind of starts as a douchey... skinny kid.
What is his name? Gladion?
Yeah, I think that's right. But he ends up being pretty cool by the end of it. He redeems himself, certainly. Mm-hmm. It would be kind of fun to play.
Yeah, that's how you Pokemon. You steal them from other people.
Yeah.
It's actually not even Pokemon battles. You just walk around with a baseball bat and it turns into a regular fighter game. You just walk up to wheel people in the kneecaps.
Mm. You're describing the most recent Digimon game.
That's the direction Pokemon Company wants to go. How can we just crush some kneecaps?
I mean, I ask myself that question every morning.
Yeah. You do have a weird fixation with Tonya Harding.
But I don't know, how would you guys feel about playing through this game again? Like, I have Sun version and Moon version. I don't know how excited I am to buy a third version if it's essentially the same
thing. I would
totally
do it, yeah. I mean, like, here's the thing. I
want to see how different
black,
it is.
You got black and white, too. It's the
same concept. But one of them's yours.
I didn't buy that game.
No, you bought a version of black. I have a version of white.
Yeah, and then they came out with black too, right?
Well, see, that's the thing, is I want to know how different Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon is going to be, because black 2, white 2 is actually, like, they add new areas and you do progress through the map differently.
Oh, that's really
fucked up. But it's the same
stupid
map, right? It's the same freaking map, though.
That's kind of.
With extra areas, with, like, significant...
Because it's a big circle, right? And you go through it, and you go like route 1, 2, 3, whatever.
Yeah.
And the version, because I first played Black and White 2, and it's so convoluted because you do the opposite pattern. You actually go the other way, and then as you're going through it, having now played Black and White, there's a million little branching things that happen that are not part of the core game. Where it's like now there's this route here that just goes off. And
is it the same gym leaders and everything?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Different leaders.
There's different leaders.
They'd have to. I think they have to mix it up because they're going in a totally different order.
Yeah, and they're some of them are the same. Most of them are not.
Oh.
But I think like the themes of the gym are largely intact.
Oh, and they have the forests, or the forest, but the town. Like it's sort of if you're white, I think it's a city, and if you're black,
I think that was in the first version. In Black 2, White 2, they have like that whole like avenue that you have to build. I don't know, I've never really gotten to like the extra stuff in that one. Maybe
so if it's like that game, would it be worth it to pick up an Ultra?
Yeah, if it was like a legit sequel or expansion. But if it were just like if this is like the Pokemon Yellow version of Sun Moon, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
Depends on what else is coming out.
Hmm.
I mean,
well, there's the Ultra
Beasts.
Maybe it's going to play into that somehow.
I always kind of felt that way about the third games anyways. It's like the, what was it, the Emerald and the Yellow and...
Crystal, Platinum.
Blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, if I hadn't bought one of the other twos, then it would be interesting to play the third edition and be completely different. Like, Platinum's very different from
Diamond and Pearl. Mitch had that. It was very different. There was some very weird
changes.
Pokemon were in different spots. And
there's a whole extra like area where you go into some sort of extra dimensional
place. You did
the
gyms in different orders.
Oh, yeah?
Like it was different. Yeah.
And that
every once in a while the Pokemon commands you to fight.
I don't think I've ever... the only third version of...
Ryan, use Bitch Slap!
The only third version of a Pokemon game I've owned is Pokemon Yellow. I never had Crystal. I didn't have Emerald.
Posers. You guys are casual, man. Casual as fuck.
Well, speaking of casual, Ryan, something like the Gen 2 virtual console games would be good for you. You've never played those, right?
Gen 2?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I played these games on emulators. Mm. I don't think I've never sat down with a Game Boy and played them games, but I played them a million times.
But they were releasing.
Oh, yeah.
But
Silver and Gold.
That's going to be great. Virtual console for 3DS, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm fine with that.
And compatible with Pokemon Bank as well, so you can...
No way.
Yeah.
I am on board. Count me in.
Keep farming those legendaries.
Ooh, wonderful. Yeah, no, it's great. I'll be fun to run through the game with like a... Knowing a little more about the second gen, especially from now playing so much Pokemon Go. Mm. That was always like a weird thing when we were playing the Pokemon game. I would get really confused about things that were in Gen 2 because I never really played it all that much.
Mm.
But now I feel like I could construct a pretty slick team.
I love Gen 2. Gen 2 is great.
Yeah, you guys say that.
Oh, I love it.
But,
I was ashamed of myself the other day because my nephew's at the age where he's finally actually playing the Pokemon games, and he's collecting the cards and he's learning the Pokemon and everything like that. And we were just sitting there at like Tijuana, and for some reason the legendary birds came up. I'm like, Jacob, do you know who the legendary birds are? And he listed them right away. I was like, awesome. How about the legendary cats? He's like, what? The legendary cats from the second gen? What? And then I forgot Raikou's name. Like, yeah, there's Entei, and there's Suicune, and then there's what's this fuck?
You filthy casual mother. You were trying to outsmart him.
I was like, damn it!
You could have totally played that off like there were only two. You didn't even have to.
You could have made one up.
Yeah. You could have been like, it's Suicune, and it's Entei, and it's Mike.
It's Grin.
Oh,
I like that.
I was so sad. I was like, oh my god, we got to get out of Google. Oh my god.
Did you
Dear Google.
Well, Wes, this is where you first made your Steel Team in Gen 2.
Yeah. Oh my god, this is where I fell in love with it.
Yeah, so
your
Steel Team plus Kingler.
It was that fortress. Like, I was really interested in Skizor, but actually, that fortress. Mm-hmm. I was like, yep, I'm hooked. I love this
thing.
I did
a run through recently with the fortress, and I was smitten with it. It's really good.
I love fortress.
Yeah.
I mean,
would you rather use
really
a
aren't
fortress?
That amazing, but for some reason, it's like, why do I love you? Like, I don't know.
Fortress or Ferroseed?
Oh, Ferroseed.
Yeah.
No.
Didn't have to think about it?
That's a tough one, too.
I would take it. Both Grass Steel. It's a fucked up combo. It's really awesome. And you get to exploit the whole Rocky Helmet thing.
I mean,
with
they're
the
both double
arts.
Weak to fire, but, you know,
yeah.
Bugs nice having situations, and Grass is...
Is that the biggest thing you're worried about, though? Just fire?
If you got both of them, you're spoiled.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're a little... On a team, I don't know, you're kind of double-dipping a little bit, but that's just... That's just so obnoxious. I would not want to fight just a bunch of fights with two really tanky steels.
And then right after that...
Fuck. Chuckle?
Yes.
Right after that, Shuckle. Just,
yeah. Actually, I didn't discover...
Come on, my Sheldon.
Like, my love of Shuckle didn't fully emerge until the Gen 2 remakes.
And then a Blissey right at the end. Just, so.
just
to let everyone know.
My go-to team in Gen 2 was always Typhlosion, of course. Umbreon.
Ampharos?
Ampharos.
I feel like Ampharos is like... When I was thinking, like,
oh,
what would my dream team...
Tyranitar.
No, not Tyranitar, because Tyranitar, you can't get to the end.
You
like,
can't,
silver.
But you get them early, and that's kind of, like, amazing... He's so good on
Skizzers and pretty solid.
Typhlosion. I would always, like, I played through this game like four times all with the same team.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, kind of boring. Typhlosion, Ampharos, Umbreon, Gyarados, Alakazam, Dragonite. So I was just a front runner the entire time.
And it always be the red Gyarados, right?
Not necessarily. I'd go with whoever I could get.
You always catch the right Gyarados.
Oh yeah, you have to catch. Like,
for
you
some
save
odd reason,
it.
You're like, I can't say no to you.
You save it every time, yeah. Right before you fight him, and you keep on playing until you get him.
Yeah.
What would be great is that you had that whole team, except instead of a Gyarados, it was just like an Everstoned Magikarp.
Gyarados actually wasn't all that great in that game because he didn't have great special attack.
No.
I think Gyarados is overrated. I will say, hot take, Gyarados, overrated. Its combined stats are not that impressive.
I agree. I don't think Gyarados is all that great anymore. Like, I used to always love to use him, but, if I'm constructing a team and I have my pick of the litter, Gyarados isn't anywhere near the top.
If you're at level 20 and you have a Gyarados, suddenly...
I just remembered, I get to use Piloswine again.
Yeah, Piloswine is in there.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think like
Heracross
sounds great.
Sudowoodo,
Magby,
Tillery,
Wobbuffet.
Oh my god,
Jumbluff.
God,
my god, Quagsire,
Quailfish.
Oh, Quailfish. I want that fish, man.
Girafarig,
Aipom,
Stantler, and Aipom was Gen 4.
Again,
No, you're right. Aipobomb.
I was about to say, what the hell?
No, you're correct. You're right.
I'm right.
So Gen 2's good.
I really...
we're just pretty successfully named off that time.
It's fine. It's fine. We got...
The reason I like Gen 2 so much is I think it delivers...
What do you think of the fossil types from Gen 2?
Pokemon that are useless to level 40. I don't get to use them.
Were there the fossils in that one?
There are none.
That was the
joke. It's Kabuto and Ammonite.
Yeah.
The reason I like Gen 2 so much is I feel like it delivers on all the promise of Gen 1. Gen 1 had its rough edges. It's a little bit wonky in places, especially surrounding like the psychic type. Gen 2 brought a lot of balance back to it. And
it's true.
Made some, it introduced a lot of things, a lot of important things. Like
Magnemite became a steel type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, steel type, dark type in general. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the only one that actually went through a type change.
Well, it's also cleaner. The game looks a lot better. Mm-hmm. It's not so...
Yeah.
There's different colors instead of just the one.
It's in glorious color. I wonder, because I have very vivid memories of that game, and I'm playing, like, God, this game looks awesome. I love the way this game looks, and everything's in color, and everything looks like just very natural. They don't have like all these weird artificial roadblocks in your way. I wonder if I'm going to load it onto my 3DS in English this time and look at it like, oh my god, this looks like total ass. Cut those nostalgic blinders off.
But you better not say that, though, because like as much as you guys have like defended the sprite arc with your anti-Gen 6 lies and bullshit, you guys better like be ready to give a glorious defense of this.
I would love to see them go back to a sprite art style like on Switch, just like a really great 2D.
That'd be cool.
Just looking good.
Mm, yeah.
Really clean it up.
Because Gen 1 was ugly. Like, some of the sprites in there are just so weird.
Oh, this is so bad.
Oh, just trying to figure out what your fucking team is
can
be really annoying. Yeah. If you want to nickname it, and nicknaming it, I think, is a crucial element of the game
that you
should almost be required to do.
That's the one. Gen 2, you can tell the difference. You actually can see
you can see
what they are.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, that's a Totodile. Now Kangaskhan, my bad.
Should have figured that out pretty quick. That it was a bad idea to use such simple...
Yeah.
Sprites.
And, well, they were working within the limitations of their system, but Gen 2 also added in shinies. Not only the Gyarados, but you could actually encounter wild shiny Pokemon. That was the first time I ever encountered a yellow Caterpie that turned into the pink Butterfree.
That's really cool.
Your rival's a thief.
Yeah, your
rival's a straight-up bad guy.
Yeah, he's not just, like, a little asshole that follows you around. He's
still
like, actually a
douchebag, but, And you got the old man with the smelly running shoes.
Mm-hmm. Right? You have to borrow his shoes.
Running shoes are in this
one. Oh, because you get to run.
This is the one
we
get
to
run.
Edition.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, it's such a good game.
Pokemon breeding and hatching is introduced.
Yep.
Man, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot happens in second gen.
Berries, you can hold items.
There's that really dumb bug catching contest.
I like the big bug catching contest.
It was good one time,
and
after that, you're like...
No, the worst part is when you win the bug catching contest with, like, a level 13 Scyther that you did not damage at all, and then someone beats you with, like, a level 18 Caterpie.
Like,
what the
wheel or something. Like, this, nope.
No. I didn't. And it is the worst.
This seems rigged.
When you're like,
you banged the judge, didn't you? I knew you would.
The worst is because they like list the winners from third to first. The worst is like, and third place is John with his pincer. Like, fuck you, that pincer's awesome.
Just win it's with that goddamn thing. Heracross. What do you fucking want? The Heracross.
Yeah, like, you founded this area. And we haven't even talked about how you go to Kanto.
Sizer, decapitate everyone.
Oh, there was the headbutting on the trees? That was great.
Sure.
Well, that was great.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was a cool thing. That's how you get pinecone.
That's why you liked it, because that's how you get your
pinecone. Because that's how you get pinecone.
After you got that pinecone, you never
headbutted. Never use it again. No. You had to get Heracross later on.
Oh, okay, sure.
And or right before Hollow Swine, right before that.
Yeah, because that's been like a rocky area.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Guys sound pretty enthused.
It's going to be so fun. We're going to talk about this game so much. It's out in September. So
that weird guy with the cape shows up.
Oh, Lance. It's Lance.
Over the cape.
Yeah. And he's actually got a Dragonite.
And he's not gay. Where's cape? He's not gay. Or a superhero.
I mean, he's got a Dragonite doing his work for him.
And his name's Lance. He's got three Dragonites.
Yeah. Yes.
Man, he's got enough Dragonites to have a favorite.
You're my favorite Dragonite.
But you get you beat the game, and there's a whole other half of the game that you haven't even got to. You go back to Kanto,
and you get to fight all of them again.
You get to play through all those gyms.
Brock's got an all-star.
Mm-hmm, yeah, he's less of a joke, even though he's still kind of a joke.
Kind of a joke. Which you can take them on any order, but you still follow the original path.
Yeah, roughly, because you start out in Vermilion because you get dropped off by a boat.
Yeah, I just walk right by it and go, I'll be back for you.
And you start a pallet and you work
away. And I start a pallet because that's the way God intended
it. But I think that's the end. We got anything else?
Yeah, it's a short show.
Any other Pokemon talk that we want to bring up here?
I mean, are we going to do a Pokemon Who's That Pokemon game?
No,
just that like we're... edit on later?
No.
No?
Well, I mean, if we feel like doing one on Friday.
I mean, whose turn was it anyways?
I'm pretty sure it's my turn to host.
Okay.
Which you fuckers are going down. I'm going to make it the worst.
Yeah, we can do it. You know, we can see how this goes.
But, you know, I'll probably, if we do it, we'll post it.
Spells Sidui.
Sidui.
Yeah.
Busharna. Mm-hmm.
Sports.
Sports are a thing that's happening.
Yeah. That's actually kind of big right now with baseball.
I was going to go basketball.
Oh,
because you know, you're missing our game three of the NBA Finals. Who's winning?
Last I checked, I think Golden State was up 10. At close to half.
Is the series tied?
It's tied 2-0.
Oh, no. Golden State's just crushing them. Mm. I mean, again, all credit where it's due. Cleveland did win the last time they played, which was last year. I mean, they won on game 7 after being down 3-1.
Oh wow!
Good so they really pulled the rabbit out of the hat by winning that title. It's absurd. I think the only thing that could be crazier is the fact that New England came down from 24 points and won a Super Bowl somehow. Mm. Like if not for that, people would be like, that Cleveland series really happened, you know. But Golden State on paper is the better team. They were the better team last year, and they added Kevin Durant. So no, I think
way to pile on.
Yeah, jeez. No, the team is just, they play, they're the best defense in the NBA, by far. Just incredible to watch. They've got Cleveland gassed, just absolutely gassed. Just watching these games, they just Cleveland looks so tired when they get to the third and fourth quarter. And Golden State's just like, you know, just bouncing off the bench ready to play.
We're playing six quarters tonight, right?
Yeah, every single one of them wants more minutes. Because they're all crushing. Like, Tristan Thompson is a max Tristan Thompson gets paid more than Steph Curry does. And Steph Curry is a two-time MVP. And Tristan Thompson is a guy that stumbled into a great contract because of the new bargaining agreement. Steph Curry, a point guard, has more rebounds than their center, Tristan Thompson. Should tell you how outplayed they are right now. Kevin Durant is destroying them. They have no answers for him. Steph Curry... this is his best finals performance yet. He's shooting really well, playing great defense, getting more rebounds than their center. Unreal. Klay Thompson is putting together a highlight reel of defense that I think everybody that's coming up playing the NBA needs to watch.
just incredible man-to-man defense. The guy is just a human wall. Like, just fucking incredible to watch. Draymond Green is the defensive player of the year. He's just incredible. Probably. I don't know if they gave out the award yet, but I feel like he deserves it. No, Golden State looks amazing. It's just so weird because no one's going to believe that they're going to win this series until they win all four games because they were up 3-1 and coughed it up.
Mm.
So that's what's going on right now. Everyone is basically just saying that this is a... If they can only keep all the contracts together, this is a dynasty pre-built. This is a team that is like so... And by the way, both of these teams to get to the finals, Cleveland lost one game. Golden State hasn't lost a game yet.
Going through the playoffs?
Yeah. Mm. So they had three series with four straight wins, every single one of them. And it was a breeze. Like, last year, Golden State had to go to Game 7 to win against OKC. And OKC's, well, one of their two stars, Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
They got Kevin Durant now. It's incredible to watch because, and I can understand people's hesitation because, one, they don't like Golden State. They don't like the best team. I like Golden State because I've followed them for about 4 years now. I followed them before they were anything, and I just saw that they were amassing all of this incredible young talent, and they were changing the way people played the game. And if nothing else, they are the best defense. You can't just be like, these guys are just hot shots, they're shooting the ball every possession. They are. I mean, that's like they're making
amazing.
That's
what you're supposed to do, though. You're supposed to shoot the ball when you have it.
That's bad.
You're supposed to put the ball in the hoop.
You're supposed to get to the 3-point line if you take a three. They're okay. Shooting. Steph Curry just launches it from half court because he knows he can make it. Like,
do they need to make the courts bigger? Like, are we like in for a shakeup in the NBA?
The big thing that I think would change the dynamic is if they lowered the hoop. Yeah, it would make inside presence mean more, outside presence mean less. Because they always talk about like raising the hoop. That's actually going to do the opposite of the intended effect.
Yeah, it's that's going to be nothing but shooting, because less people would be able to do that.
Yeah, shooting percentages will go down, and rebounding will technically mean more. It just, all it does is it overvalues perimeter shooters. Mm. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't think it'd change anything. I think this is just a paragon shift. Paradigm shift in the way people are playing this
sport. No, stick by it. Paragon.
Yeah, it's a paragon level. No, it's just... It's really, really fun to watch, and if you follow the NBA at all, you gotta be just so impressed by what you're saying right now. This is the best basketball has ever been played. Certainly. I feel like they're gonna say like
last year.
Bill Russell.
It's gotten better, apparently.
It's a continuation of the same strength. People will talk about like Bill Russell. You know, Bill Russell's Celtics in the 60s.
Yeah.
Scoops up 11 championships during his lifetime as both player and coach. People are gonna bring up Michael Jordan. But, you know, Michael Jordan's Bulls, the best Bulls team he's on, their point guard is now the head coach.
Nice.
Yeah, they had Steve Kerr.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know...
their bench point guard.
Rodman is Draymond, and Clay is Scottie Pippen, and then they just have fucking Kevin Durant. No, I don't think there's a comparison anymore. I don't think there's a team in history that... And it's weird. It's shitty. It's like when people always say, like, who would win in a fight? Muhammad Ali or Mike Tyson, and it's like, you can't really compare it, but probably Mike Tyson.
Right.
Nobody wants to say it, but Mike Tyson probably wins that
fight. Could Clayton Kershaw strike out Babe Ruth? Yeah, probably.
Oh, I was watching
this. The game is played so differently now.
I was actually watching this great collection of Satchel Paige pitches.
Yeah.
And it's just, he's incredible. Like, watching the way that he just fakes out, and you see it a lot with today's pitching too, the way that he's able to manipulate the batters. The batters are thinking one thing, and he finds a way to just fuck them over. Oh.
Anyway, we've totally gotten lost here. Where were we?
Basketball.
Yeah.
So, I haven't checked the score, but they were up 10. I'm expecting a sweep, honestly.
Mm.
I think it's technically boring basketball when sweeps happen. But if you can...
Unless you're rooting for that team, then it's great.
And I am rooting for this team, but I also, at the same time, think it's great to watch something that good. Watching a team that is... really perfected. They're the scientist with the giant chalkboard and formulas, and they're circling it. They found the answer, and it's a positionless basketball and team defense. Is that they get all those points on the other end because they're setting themselves up for fast break opportunities by playing the fucking best defense you'll ever see.
I always thought it was kind of funny that, and I don't know the history of basketball. I don't know, maybe they have expanded the size of the court, but I thought it was sort of like basketball was invented as like the sport for the indoor kids.
Yeah.
When it's too cold to go outside. Like they couldn't play basketball, or the baseball or football.
Yeah.
So they stayed inside and played basketball. And now, like, if you're 6'2", you're the little man on the court.
Yeah.
You know, the game is played by giants.
Yeah,
and they're still playing on the little court.
Yeah, Steph Curry looks like a kid out there, but he's 6'3".
Goddamn.
Yeah, he's got an inch on me.
Human being.
He's really, really tall. Like, they have this guy, Sean Livingston, who's amazing. And he's their backup point guard. He's 6'6". You know?
Jeez.
Like, yeah, it's a league. And it's also, again, like I said, the positionless basketball. I think that is going to become a major thing. I think it's basically play as small as you can as long as you can stand up against their biggest guy. However, if you can basically play one-on-one against their biggest guy, that's as big as you want to be. Mm. And everything else is small, fast players. Small as in, like, you want everyone to either be, like, a shooting guard or a small forward.
Yeah, like, 6'7", 6'8".
Really mobile.
Little people like that.
Yeah. You want a guy you want a center that can bring the ball up the court. That was the fucking best thing. When they had Andrew Bogut on the team last year, I'm rambling about this team, but last year they had Andrew Bogut on the team, and he's their center. He's like just this big burly dude. But they could trust him enough to bring the ball up the court. They would inbound the ball to him. He is the guy that should be setting the screen, and he has Steph Curry setting a screen for him to do this fucked up pick and roll action where he feeds the ball to Curry to give it back to him on an alley-oop dunk. And it's just the most confusing thing to watch, because you're like, no, that's not, you're doing the, it's supposed to be the other way around.
Could you really, I mean, just like,
this is
Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
Like in his coach's office, like putting together like string on the wall to like try to diagram these plays out and explain to everyone, like, Steve, why are you doing this? Because we fucking can. Everyone is awesome.
Oh my God. I'm going to stop there. We've talked enough about basketball. The season's approaching its end. By the time this is posted.
No, I'm posting this tonight.
Golden State.
This is a zero edit podcast. We're throwing this up on the internet.
Ooh, yeah. That's sexy. Yeah, so there's probably two more games that are going to... Well, the second half of this game, and then one more game, I imagine.
Mm.
I just don't think Cleveland's got the mojo this year. I just don't see it happening. So.
I guess we'll just have to settle with a Eastern Conference championship.
Yeah. What is...
How sad for them.
Interesting, though, baseball. Mm-hmm. I really think baseball is actually kind of crazy right now, because when I last... I've watched what's been happening, and as of, like, maybe 3 weeks ago, it looked like the Yankees were in top shape. And it looked like Boston was struggling at about 500. And they're pretty much back neck and neck with both teams, like, what, 8 games, 9 games over 500?
I don't think either of them were that far over 500. Maybe 5 or 6 games over 500. Yeah, the Yankees, I mean, I think
they've
that...
They've kind of crashed back down to reality.
Yeah, most people are expecting, you know, the Cinderella to turn back into a magic pumpkin there, because it's a very young team.
Wait. Cinderella turning into a pumpkin?
It's a flawed analogy, yes. Thank you for pointing that out. they're a very young team, and they were playing very well. But, you know, like most young teams, you can't keep it up forever. Eventually, the league adjusts to you. People who have played longer adjust to you. And we'll see if the Yankees bounce back and are able to make readjustments. It's usually harder for younger players to make those sort of mid-season adjustments and change their game. But, you know, it's a long season. A lot of things can happen. The Red Sox, as of yesterday, were 1 game behind. As of a few minutes ago, they are now 2 games behind. They're
in a series with them right now, right?
Yeah, they got spanked today. They lost 8-0. Like, that's embarrassing. So hopefully they'll be able to come back tomorrow. And it's a 3-game series, and this series is tied 1-1. So
yeah,
hopefully come back tomorrow and just take 2 out of 3.
How's Baltimore doing?
They're fine. Like Baltimore.
Are they still top spot right now?
No, it's Yankees, Red Sox, Orioles right now, 1-2-3.
Okay.
Toronto and Tampa are chugging along. They're not doing great, but they're not out of it by any means. Like, they can totally go on a streak, and I think everyone's within 6 or 7 games of each other right now. So,
that's pretty tight division.
Yeah, it's gonna be a bit of a dogfight. But yeah, like the Red Sox, they haven't been too many games over 500 the whole season. They've just had all sorts of problems with injuries and people going on leave and sickness and They've hardly ever had a stretch where everything's firing on all cylinders. Like, the offense, the pitching, and the bullpen are all doing well. There's usually a weak link in the chain.
But well, it's the time of year for this kind of
shit,
though.
Right. Hopefully they're rounding into form in August and September.
Yeah.
You know? But again...
And it's kind of crazy, too, because we're already, what, like 50 games into the season, something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah, and you don't want to waste these games, like...
They're going to matter, yeah, of course.
Yeah, this is an important series. All of them are important because, you know, yes, you have time to make it up. But, you know, if God forbid, they had dropped all three of these games to the Yankees, and they go five games back instead of two games back, like, you're going to wish you had a couple of those back in September. Like, you're going to say, like, hey, shit, we should have won more games earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all important. But
are the Astros playing really well right
now? Oh, yes. They certainly are.
I heard that they're on pace for a bunch of different records at this point.
They're quite well. They're doing quite well. I think they have over 700 winning percentage.
God.
Yes.
That's nuts.
I mean, and the division, the rest of that division is kind of weak. No one's great. I think the Twins are leading the AL Central. And everyone expected the Cleveland Indians, who went to the World Series last year, that everyone expected the Indians to be leading that division. I'm not sure exactly what's up with the Indians, but it's not lived up to expectations so far.
Yeah.
But I can only really speak intelligently to the Red Sox. They've had...
Those are your guys.
Yeah, they've had quite a few personnel problems with underperforming players and constant injuries, but...
Wes, you want to deliver the big news about women's college softball? This literally just happened last night. I watched.
Oh, dude, there was.
I don't know. No. Florida lost. Florida and Oklahoma have combined for the last four World Series titles for women's softball, and the two of them met, which is kind of interesting because normally they don't play each other. But Oklahoma won and Florida lost, and I'm very sad.
We're on the topic of sports, and we got time to kill here.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Earlier today, Des was telling me. Speaking of women's sports,
she's going pro. WNBA, get ready.
Oh, yeah. So, there was this, I think it was like high school sports. And I don't remember exactly where it was, so I won't venture a guess. But there was a team, and the opposing team accused one of the girls soccer players on that other team of being a man, much like the movie Ladybugs.
Yes.
And apparently just the accusation was enough for that team to be disqualified. The team.
Oh wow. I saw this and I saw the picture of the little girl.
Yeah.
And she regrettably had a very short haircut and looked kind of masculine. But it's like an 8-year-old girl.
Oh,
like,
they're that young.
It was super. She was super young, yeah.
And you know, first of all, shame on them for making this poor girl feel shitty about herself.
Yeah.
And second of all, how fucking sexist is that? Like, hey, that's an unfair advantage. They have one dude. What the fuck?
Well, you brought up Ladybugs. That is the premise of Ladybugs.
Right.
Is that simply you can take the world's worst women's soccer team, add one man to it, and it is now competitive against the best women's soccer team.
Right.
Yeah. It's like his testicle alone put the ball in the net. That's amazing. Jeez.
Rodney Dangerfield is in that movie.
Yeah. Both stars are dead.
That's true. Yeah. Well, I mean.
I can't even think of the name. Jonathan Brandis.
Yeah.
It's Jonathan Brandis and Rodney Dangerfield. And Jonathan Brandis died before Rodney Dangerfield. Who
mm-hmm. thought? Chuck Norris is still alive, though.
Yeah. That's,
God damn it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chuck Norris.
All right.
His tears can cure cancer, but he never cried. That's not cool. He's just an asshole.
Plus, he's like super dangerously conservative. Like,
yes, he is very conservative.
Disturbingly.
There's actually a great fight between him and Bruce Lee in film, of course, where he gets a big lock of his own chest hair ripped out by Bruce Lee.
Oh my God.
It's rough. Oh, and then he breaks his neck. Of course, Bruce Lee breaks
Chuck Norris's
neck.
Yeah, like he
should. You can't, but you can't let that happen anyway.
All right, I think we're done here.
Water polo?
I know nothing.
Yeah.
Lacrosse? The next
horse fighting.
What?
Yeah, you sharpen their teeth and they're fucking savages. It's great.
And you put the peanut butter in their mouth, so they're always... Anyway.
It's a thing.
So,
this next... underground horse fighting rings.
Oh, it's above ground. You need clay.
The next show is gonna be the
jockeys are still on their backs.
Oh yeah, of course. But what do you think gives them the taste for blood?
The next show is the mini show, but it will be directly after E3. E3 is next week. You guys excited?
So essentially, the mini show is going to be an E3 show.
Hmm?
So the mini show is just going to be the E3 show?
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Let's get hyped about a bunch of stuff that's never going to happen.
Okay, well, well, you're going to watch the Sony press conference again? So, well, let's just decide. Hey, I'm not the one who announces their games. Everyone's going to be talking about E3 directly after E3. Do we want to proceed with a normal mini show and just catch back up with it at the end of the month and just do news?
Or we can do an E3 show and then do a mini show.
That's a lot of recording, and we already rambled for 20 minutes here about nothing.
No. Horse fighting is a very important thing.
That we just discovered.
Yes. Yes.
It's a sport of the future.
So let's if we have games to talk about, we'll talk about those games. If we're kind of running low on topics, we'll discuss E3. But you know, I'm okay with talking about E3 at the end of the month when we do normal news and just having a more measured approach. I'm sure there will be plenty of podcasts with hot takes around the internet.
I think our listeners will be shocked about how little I care about E3. I will be following it.
You and almost every other game company out there. It is not a thriving show, to say the least.
Not anymore.
Nintendo doesn't have a live stage presence anymore. Me and Wes talked about this last week. They haven't done a live stage show in, it'll be 4 years.
Yeah.
They do a pre-programmed, pre-shot video that then they stream out.
Okay. You know, it's usually some wacky thing that goes on.
They usually have like dumps, like Robot Chicken help them out with like some the stop motion model doll thing that they do. They've done
one guy came out in a lab coat and was acting like the little squid people from.
Oh no, that was in January. That actually was a stage show that they did. That was the Switch reveal.
Oh yes, yeah.
They're always quite weird like that.
Yeah, that was bizarre.
This year's video, and usually these videos last about an hour. This year's video is 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. So my favorite thing about that is that he got more awkward about it as it went on. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, he started real pumped, and then he was like, this is actually kind of dumb. And he's like, I gotta finish the script.
He was
I gotta stay in character.
And I think he starts realizing, like, hey, I'm doing this in front of investors, and no one really is excited about what I'm saying.
Like, just nobody's feeding off on this. Like, it's like you tell a story, and everybody just gives you that blank stare. You're like, oh, apparently this story is shit. Maybe I should just end it here.
I'm not in front of super fans. Fuck it. Let's just keep going. Let's keep going a little bit less enthused. But anyway, mini show. We'll talk about some random games. I don't know what we're going to do about the Super Nintendo show this month. Because I don't have a game, so we'll have to just come up with some random... Maybe some blind spots that we missed. Yeah. And then the official show. We'll do a lot more E3 coverage on the official show.
Yeah.
But till next time, everybody.
So long.
Later.